Under him, the carol service became more ecumenical and open. It had more Latin, like the weekly services, which now featured Latin masses and canticles. His Anglican suspicion of the Roman Church had been soothed, when he was really quite young, by singing an especially wonderful melody in Verdi's Te Deum, and later by the beauty, which he thought inexpressible, of Gregorian chant. In 1979, he became Master of Music at Westminster Cathedral, falling deeply in love with the rhythms of the Catholic liturgy. The singing of Latin brought purer vowels into the King's sound, which was pleasing. So too did singing carols in other languages, including Latvian and Church Slavonic. This tested the singers and made them more expert musicians. It also reminded them, if they needed reminding with worldwide tours, frequent recording sessions, and televised broadcasts of the carol service all over America, that their singing now spanned the globe. Like his immediate predecessors, he wrote new descants to freshen up the well-known hymns. His most daring innovation, though, was to commission a new carol every year. A lot of new church music was not of very high quality, and he wished to show that fine composers were still willing to write for liturgical settings. Lennox Barclay, Arvo Pärt and John Tavener all wrote one, and he regretted not asking John Adams, since no one said no.